This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. Today we're going to delve into another podcast produced by a group of students at Carbondale Community High School. The students took part in NPR's first ever student podcast challenge. NPR received nearly 6,000 entries, including this one, that examines the topic of hate from a teen perspective and the role it plays in our daily life.
We hate a lot of small and random things, like the one we often think about first, nails on a chalkboard. In fact, Medical News Today conducted a study on the 10 noises we hate the most, finding the most unpleasant to be a knife scraping against a bottle. Of course, we hate larger things too. Many of the most recent shootings have been directed at certain groups in particular. Synagogues and mosques have been targeted. There was one at a gay nightclub in Orlando in 2016, where 49 people were killed and 53 others were injured, all because of this emotion that is deep down inside all of us. The purpose of this podcast is to show teen perspectives on the topic of hate. As teens ourselves, we believe that our adolescent emotions, including hate, drive everything we do.
I would say hate is when you have a feeling for someone so deep that it makes you feel really bad feelings about them.
I would say disliking or mean attitude towards a specific person or thing.
Hate?
Well, I think hate, if you like hate something, that means you dislike it. But I think hate is more of a word that can be used to describe like intolerance or unfairness or inequality. Especially when speaking about like how people interact or things like that. But you can like hate something specifically, like I can hate stubbing my toe, but I don't think it's like a horrible word to use, you know. But then you can use hatred in a horrible way.
I'd say it's more like when just something that it triggers a response within your body and it's like immediate anger, like an alarm clock in the morning. It's like you don't have to think about it, and it's kind of ingrained into your body.
I think hate is when hate can be used for anybody or anything, but I feel like when you hate something or someone, it's like your whole mindset on them is just that you hate them. You have no other opinion or no other option to cure the hate in a sense.
Shootings like the one in Orlando are not the only place where hate is very prominent. What about the hate that can be found very near to us, even in our own community?
I think that a lot of people that get discriminated against or have something different about them get a lot of hate, and like because of that they hate other people for being mean to them and making their lives bad.
I think this a general secrecy to it, in the sense that, you know, you don't see it very often. People usually hide it if they do have anything like that. So I think, yes, I mean, there's going to be hate in any community, but almost specifically, it's very often rarely shown.
Do you think there's hate in our community?
Yeah, but I don't think any more than any other community.
There's hate everywhere.
Hands down, there's hate. Yeah, there's hate in every community, whether that's hate for a teacher, hate for a student, hate for a subject.
I think the word hate when talking about a community, though, is more just hate in terms of like injustice and problems within like how people interact and stuff like that. So yeah, I think there's hatred in the community. I do feel like there is hate, though, and yeah. I think there's like a lot of just differences among like people, just not like, I feel like there's just so many different groups and things going on in the high school that not everyone is really, not everyone is really connected, I feel like, as a community. And I guess that could be defined as hate, but I don't know.
I know I have felt self-hate for myself, whether it's my body or my mind or my emotions. But again, as we preach to all the high schoolers, the media plays such a big role in self-hate, but like we don't understand that there's really like no way to help it, because it's just, if we're not getting our self-hate from the media, we're going to get it from our friends. If we don't get it from our friends, we're going to get it from somewhere else, because we love to hate on ourselves. So I think it's a societal thing that we have to learn to love ourselves, whether it's, you know, giving someone a compliment every single day or just accepting that you are who you are.
Teen Perspective Hate was produced by Carbondale Community High School students Maya Benyus and Maddie Huggins as part of teacher Brian Dunn's Honors English 2 class. You can hear the entire podcast on our website, wsiu.org. For In Focus, I'm Jeff Williams. This is WSIU Radio, your NPR station.